Thanksgiving may be behind us, but there's still plenty of transfer pricing news and this podcast to be thankful for. Hello, everyone. I'm Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press. Cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. What does Build Back Better mean for taxpayers? How is Poland stepping up its transfer pricing regime? And why are mutual agreement procedures for transfer pricing cases on the rise? We've got it all right here, but first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross-Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross-Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. It's been a political tug of war, but on November 19th, less than a week before Thanksgiving, the House of Representatives passed the Build Back Better Act. Something to be thankful for. Well, yes and no. Since the House Ways and Means Committee passed it on September 15th, the proposal, which includes a slew of tax proposals for high-income individuals and corporations, has been revised, tweaked, and then renegotiated some more. Where does it stand now? Here are a few corporate tax highlights. A 15% minimum tax on corporate book income will target companies that report high earnings to investors but pay little or no taxes thanks to a strategic use of deductions and credits. Taxpayers may not feel so grateful for that. There's also a 1% excise tax for when companies buy back their own stock. However, the corporate tax rate, which in earlier versions of the bill proposed a tiered rate structure and an increase of up to 26.5%, remains the same at 21%. That's certainly something to be thankful for. But you might feel less so about revisions to the Foreign Derived Intangible Income, or FDII, and the Global Intangible Low-Taxed Income, or GILTI. The FDII deduction goes from 37.5% to 24.8%, essentially bringing FDII to a rate of 15.8%. The GILTI deduction goes from 50% to 28.5%, essentially bringing GILTI to 15%, and will be amended to apply on a country-by-country basis, consistent with the OECD Pillar 2. The base erosion and anti-abuse tax, or BEAT, increases from 10% to 12.5% in 2023, 15% in 2024, and 18% after 2024. So even without an increase to the corporate rate, multinational companies may still end up paying more taxes. Since 2015, when the OECD released a report on BEPS Actions 8 through 10, Poland has made transfer pricing legislation high priority. In 2018, the government rewrote its transfer pricing rules, including new documentation and reporting standards, which went into effect in 2019, and also commissioned a forum to weigh in on future transfer pricing practices. And here it is, 2021, and the country shows no signs of letting up on multinational companies engaging in related party transactions. In fact, the Polish government announced a project that involves a two-year review of its transfer pricing regime. The goals? To make sure that Poland's legislation is in line with like-minded countries, i.e., those who also view transfer pricing legislation as high priority, and to ensure that electronic reporting is working effectively. To execute the plan, Poland has picked five countries to partner with: Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, the UK, and the US, and together they'll review and compare documentation obligations and the effectiveness of electronic reporting and analysis. Poland's Ministry of Finance will determine how Poland's current transfer pricing regulations and reporting standards stand up, and the department will train Polish tax officials in reviewing transfer pricing. What does this mean for multinational companies? So glad you asked. Well, Poland's throwing a lot of resources into tightening the transfer pricing legislation belt, which can only mean that the Ministry of Finance will be on the lookout for taxpayers who aren't answering to it. The OECD's Mutual Agreement Procedure, or MAP as it's better known, is sort of a mature, civilized sit-down where competent authorities mediate tax disputes involving members of the 141 countries that make up the inclusive framework. Unlike messy court battles, in MAP cases, issues involving double taxation or permanent establishments are usually resolved amicably and quietly, and the idea is that everyone, tax authorities and taxpayers, all go home happy. The OECD's report on MAP cases sheds light on some interesting data. While MAP cases can involve various tax issues, in 2020, the number of most tax-based MAP disputes declined. But the number of transfer pricing MAP cases went up. And by transfer pricing MAP cases, the OECD means cases that include, quote, the attribution of profits to a permanent establishment, unquote, or, quote, the determination of profits between associated enterprises, unquote. In fact, year after year, about 15% more transfer pricing cases opened and 6% more cases closed. However, not all of the resolved cases were good for everyone. The number of closed cases which fully resolved the issue of double taxation or complying with a tax treaty dropped from 75% in 2019 to 55% in 2020. In other words, by a lot. Granted, given the COVID-19 pandemic, 2020 was a pretty unusual year. And the OECD claims that cases closed partly because, like the rest of the world, competent authorities were working via Zoom or the like, and they were trying to tackle easier cases to clear the decks for rising numbers of new cases. What does this mean? Experts say it's a good thing that more countries are addressing the BEPS risks that come with transfer pricing, and that in the future, taxpayers will report, quote, the right amount of profits in the right tax jurisdictions and at the right time, unquote. Feeling the runner's high of a quick jog through the headlines? Well, then you're going to love the other shows in Cross-Border Solutions Tax Podcast Suite. That's The Fiona Show. R&D Tax Credit, The Fiona Show Tax Provision, and our anchor program, The Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's The Fiona Show hot off the press, and we'll keep you up to date on the latest regulation changes in the jurisdictions that matter to you the most. My name is Matthew DiMello, and they let me host, edit, and engineer this podcast. Marilyn Mitchum-Strom is our executive producer. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next week. We'll be right back.